The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." Welcome to a 12-part dramatic portrayal of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. This production is based on God's Word, the Bible, and is an LOR production. A Journey to Bethany.
Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say unto you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know.
We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him.
Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us.
Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. But he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him.
Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world?
If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence.
The Master led the 11 disciples, for Judas was no longer with them, out of the city and across the valley of the Kidron, then up the familiar slopes of the Mount of Olives. In the sharp light of the paschal moon, he came with them, wrapped in a silence too deep for any words, beneath the gnarled old oaks and under the ancient olive trees, to the Garden of Gethsemane. Well did Jesus know that this was the last of all nights he would spend with his companions, the men who had followed him through his ministry from Galilee. And well did he also know the threat that was taking shape among the evil shadows of the city behind him. He came into Gethsemane as one man holding in his hand the welfare of the world, a young man chosen by his Father to face and overcome the world's blind hate, and prove forevermore the love of God for all his children. For some moments, the magnitude of this mission brought upon him all the torment of the flesh in which he had borne himself with such nobility. Then, taking with him James and John, he walked some little distance away from the other disciples, and as a man yearning for understanding from his friends, he said to these two also,
"My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me."
St. Matthew tells us that he went a little further and fell on his face, praying.
O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt.
How long he stayed there, wrapped in the pity and glory of his simple prayer, we do not know. But the unheard voices still afflicted him, and he came again to the disciples, finding them asleep. Quietly, he walked to the side of the prostrate Peter and spoke to him.
Simon, sleepest thou? Couldst thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak.
Peter did not wake, nor did the others. So the Master went away again. And in the moonlight of Gethsemane, he prayed yet again, saying,
O my Father, If this cup may not pass from me except I drink it, thy will be done.
The human yearning for some small assurance from his beloved friends brought him back to them yet a second time. But still they slept. And back he went again, some distance from them, more alone now than he had ever been. And in the words of St. Luke, being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
Thy will be done.
The battle had been fought now, and the victory won. He came again to his disciples, and he said unto them,
sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners.
Indeed, the traitor was at hand. As St. John has it, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons.
Despite the moonlight, I scarce can tell one from another in yon group beneath the trees.
But this man can. He knoweth well his master, even in the night. Dost thou not, Judas?
Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast.
That indeed we will.
Watch me.
Hail, master!
Friend, wherefore art thou come? Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Captain, seize that man and hold him fast!
Lest these his friends resist thee. One of them hath a sword, I see.
John, James, this is no time for words. Help me!
Peter, watch what thou doest!
Peter, thou art beside thyself!
He hath attacked the high priest's servant. He hath smitten off his ear.
Suffer ye thus far.
Merciful heaven! The Lord hath touched the man's ear and healed him again.
Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword.
Captain, see that this Jesus be held safely there.
Be ye come out as against a thief, with swords and staves. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness.
And what of the disciples? With the brevity of shame, St. Mark informs us that they all forsook him and fled. All that is, save Simon Peter, who followed him afar off. So now it was almost midnight. Yet the excitement of the elders of the Jews had risen to fever pitch, and in any case, tradition made them eager to dispose of the matter before the feast of the Passover should begin.
This has been another presentation of the dramatic portrayal of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an LOR production. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 3:16, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. It is our hope that you might believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation and grow in the grace and knowledge of Him. Thanks for listening to A Journey to Bethany.